You're watching Stand Up on the Spot. Thank you so much for the support. Now, all I need you to do is hit that subscribe button, leave a like, leave a comment. It goes a long way, and share. What do you say? Help out the algorithm and all that stuff a lot. Love you guys. Thanks for the support.
Welcome to Stand Up on the Spot. Houston, how are we doing tonight? What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Jeremiah Watkins, and let's get right into this. We, the comedians, are coming up here with no prepared material. We're going to ask you guys, the audience, for suggestions. You're going to yell stuff out, and then we're going to create Stand Up on the Spot based off of those suggestions. Who's ready to kick it off? What do you say? All right, could I get a suggestion somewhere around here? Quinceañeras, thank you, man. Quinceañeras, do you think those are better than bar mitzvahs? I feel like Mexicans know how to party a little bit more than Jewish people. But the Jewish people get way more money at those parties. The Mexicans spend all their money on the quinceañera, and the Jews are like, well, let's not get out of hand here. This kid needs a future that we need to donate to. And the Mexicans are like, Viva la Raza, one party, one night. It's all going down tonight. That's why I would prefer to go to friends' quinceañeras parties than, not friends, but you know what I mean, friends who have... I'm not texting my 15-year-old friends who are like, who's up next? Because your boy's ready to party tonight. It's odd phrasing on my part, odd phrasing on my part. Let's grab a suggestion over here. What do we got? What is this? Being homosexual? Homie? What is homosexual? Boys in love? Bromance? That's called... Wait. When did we switch terms from bromance to homosexuals? Because that's way more aggressive than bromance, dude. That's so much more aggressive. And all the, like, I understand, like, bros are, you know, we're just having a bromance. It's chill. None of those guys would ever be comfortable with, dude, can we be homosexual partners? That's, like, too much. That's, like, too much for a lot of guys. Are you guys in a homosexual relationship? As he rubs his thigh? Yeah, dude. Yeah, kiss your brother. Kiss your brother, dude. I've never heard that term. That's a new one. Did you guys make that up, or is that an actual... That's an actual term? How old are you guys? 25? All right. It's so weird what a decade difference makes. But like, back in my time, it was a good old-fashioned bromance. We just liked each other as friends. We weren't worried about sucking each other's dicks on a Tuesday. Let's grab another suggestion in this area. 90s after school specials. 90s after school specials? I love you. Man, it was all like, the acting was so weird in them. You're like, is that a marijuana cigarette? They're saying like the most anatomical, like least sexy version of the drug. Is that marijuana? Did you get that from Tyrone at school? That's how all of them were. It was never like, oh yeah, my buddy Clarence gave it to me. It was always like, I don't know if that guy's a good influence on you. Sit down, son, sit down. Now, When your mother and I made love, yes, she was a crack addict at the time. But she got off of that stuff as soon as she found out that you were coming into this world. Wait, Dad, does that mean, yes, son, you're a crack baby? Like, they went really off the rails really quickly, where you're watching and you're like, is this pro-crack or anti-crack? I don't know. What's going on here? Let's grab another suggestion.
Mumble rap.
Mumble rap, and what was this one over here?
Milk.
Milk? Okay. Why are you dressed like a green beret right now? I like it. Are those sideburns? Dude, I thought you had a headset on, bro. I literally thought he had a fighter pilot headset, and then I'm like, oh, those are his sideburns. That's sick, dude. Wolverine Jr. out here. Logan out in the streets, dude. Milk. I'm so white, I drink milk with dinner sometimes. And that is serial killer behavior. I'm aware of that. I'm aware of what I do with my milk. It's too much if you're drinking it with, you know, other meals that are outside of the breakfast cereal. Does everybody drink their breakfast cereal, though? Do they drink the milk in the bowl?
Yeah!
You got to. Those two people, yeah. Why are you sitting so far away? You're welcome to come closer if you'd like, by the way. Yeah, give these people a round of applause. We're in the biggest tent in Houston, and they're hugging the wall, just like, I don't know if I want to be a part of this. This is weird, man. Milk. Yeah, I do weird things with milk. I'll drink chocolate milk. Not sex stuff. It's chill out, man. Like weird, you know. I will say, dude, my wife has been pregnant a couple times. I do love some breast milk. I do. Yo, it's the only time, it's a small window of time where you can be not creepy to like breast milk. Either when you're a baby or when your wife is having a baby. But outside of that, there's athletes that are like, because they know about the nutrition and the protein, they'll sometimes have bottled, like on an episode of Cribs, I remember watching this like big football player, he had titty milk in the fridge to help him replenish after NFL games because there's so many nutrients in milk. But I mean, dude, what I love about like when my wife is pregnant and she has breast milk, like McDonald's always closes their milkshake machine down after midnight. And that's the only time I want a milkshake. All you need to get yourself is a pregnant wife and you're freaking good to go, dude. All right, a lot of this crowd was more creeped out than rallying behind me. Sorry I'm in love with my wife and I still find her attractive and I want to suck on her boobs and drink her milk, dude. Sorry, Houston. I know you're all about that lean and your scissor, but you don't like titty milk? Okay, Houston. Let's grab one more suggestion. What do we got over here?
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, yeah.
K-pop.
K-pop.
Airplane.
Yeah, what?
Terrorism.
Terrorism? Yeah. I think Hulk Hogan could have, if he would have been on that plane. Think about it, he would have stopped those guys. He would have stopped, listen
up, brother. I use razor blades on my forehead every single night, so if you want to come at the Hulkster right here, right now, I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. He would have just like, kah, 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 just like taken down those terrorists left and right. I think if Hulkster would have been on that flight, he would have stopped 9/11 from happening. What do you guys think?
Who's ready to kick this show off? What do you say, guys? You're going to be seeing me throughout the show with the other comics, but this next comic that's coming to the stage, he is phenomenal. He is one of my brothers at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles. I've seen him all over the years, and you may have seen him on HBO. Please welcome my brother, Francisco Ramos, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Come on, keep it going for Jeremiah Watkins, everybody. Jeremiah Watkins, such a good friend. How are you, everybody? You guys good? Yeah. Fuck yeah. All right, let's start. Tell me something. Gwyneth Paltrow. Okay, yes. The ski trial, right? Like, what a... Yeah, that's... What a rich trial. Right? Most of the people is like, what happened? Fuck, no, I got hit in the supermarket, but now I was skiing and somebody fucking ran into me. And I just fucking lost my... So what is it? What's the trial about? I don't even know. What is it about? Do you know about it? Oh, fuck. Jesus. I'm Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm fucking coming. So just if, so did she just hit the guy and the fucking, did the guy go like, what's in the box? Not something like that. All right. Anybody else? What is it? What is it? Jinku who? Jim Calhoun? I don't know what you're talking about. What? North Korean leader. Oh, okay. Fuck, okay. All right, thank you. What the fuck is... No, all right, let me go with fucking Jin Kum Hoon, whatever that name. The leader of North Korea, right? Fuck. I wonder, like, what does he fucking, like, what is his fucking, like, life, you know what I mean? Like, what does he wake up and go, like, I want to kill someone today, right? I don't know. All right, anybody else? A little something more nicer than a fucking dictator? Waffles! What is it? Waffles? Okay, waffles. Limp Bizkit. All right, I like Limp Bizkit. Fuck yeah, I got the Nookie, yes. Schnitzel. What?
Schnitzel.
What?
Schnitzel.
Pencils.
Schnitzel.
A Schmitz?
Schnitzel.
A Schnitzel. All right, Limp Bizkit. I think my whole set is going like, what? What? What the fuck are you talking about? Jim Calhoun? Jim Calhoun? Limp Bizkit, man. I did it for the Nookie. I think we all done it for the Nookie once, right? Haven't we all done it for the Nookie? Why? By the way, Nookie means pussy, right? Okay, cool. No? Is it? Yes, okay. Thank you. You're like, yes, it does. Sir, is this your wife? Someone's doing it for the Nookie. She what? You just met tonight. Fuck yeah. Hey. Oh, fuck. Hey, something might happen. Yes. I love that you went, something might happen. Because we're doing it for the Nookie. Oh, you're one again? No. All right, okay. By the way, you got a very country club vibe going on right now. You're like, are you gonna do it for the Nookie in this country club? It's good. No, that's cool. All right, anybody else? Anybody else?
Old people sex.
I wonder where you got that idea from. He's like, ah, let me see. Oh, old people sex. Old people sex, let's talk about it. I wonder, do you come before you fall asleep or after? You know what I mean? You're like, No, I think, by the way, like, old people fuck a lot. I don't know if you know this shit. Like, that's the thing. You know, like, if we go to, like, nursing homes, that's where the most STDs are, right? Yeah, because that's what I want. When I'm old, you think I'm using a fucking condom? I'm going raw, baby. I'm like, hi, I'm Francesca. I'm fucking you right now. I got AIDS. Who cares? I got 3 days. All right, one last thing. What is it?
Karaoke.
Karaoke. I like karaoke. You know what? Karaoke is funny. My girlfriend is into karaoke a lot because she's good. She likes to do it a lot, but karaoke to me, every time I watch it, it's a lot like sex. Because it's like great in the moment, right? But if you tape that shit and you watch it later, you're like, what the fuck is that? Why am I screaming so much? I did it all for the nookie! All right, let's bring Jeremiah up, everybody. Let's bring Jeremiah up now, everybody.
Big on for Francisco Ramos, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, buddy.
That was fun, right?
Yeah, so guys, we're going to take a couple suggestions together and see what we can riff on them together. So let's grab something.
Yeah.
Football and... debate between K-pop and Backstreet Boys. That's pretty good, actually.
Fuck. All right.
You know which one I'm choosing.
Well, I think I'll take the Backstreet Boys size. Didn't they do it first? I feel like they went first. They were originals, right? K-pop kind of copied the thing, right?
K-pop made it a professional sport.
That's right.
Does that make sense? Like the intricacy.
Yeah, Backstreet Boys was just in the streets, right? They're like, hey, you want to just fucking sing? Wait, let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
I heard you got some nice melody.
I heard you got that rhythm.
What are you talking about? Hey, you know what? We're actually in the back of a street. Maybe.
We need 5 reasons why we should start a band.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why
ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why
I never wanna hear you say
I want it that away.
Fuck K-pop!
Just question for this crowd. Can you name a few K-pop songs? Like, someone yelled out homosexuals. That's not a K-pop song, bro. I think that globally they make more of an impact because I think they can, you know, right now, but I don't think there's as many, I don't know, I just don't think there's as many songs that, like, I'm like, oh, that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no, where you go, like, yeah, because with Backstreet Boys, you know, I wanted that away. The fucking other one.
Just completely ruining my argument and being like, oh man, they have that one, that's really good. No, but I'm a big fan of like NSYNC and all.
Me
those.
Too. I grew up in like in the TRL. Remember TRL and all that
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, Total Request Live. Yeah.
Yeah, like bam, 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 bye, bye. Oh shit. Yeah.
All
92, 98 degrees.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Is it 92? Or
it was 98 degrees. It wasn't 92 degrees. 92.
That was the bootleg version. Yeah. That was the K-pop version.
That's a
92
K-pop.
Degrees.
That's
not we're even, not that hot.
Yeah.
We're lukewarm.
Not that hot. They're concerned for their well-being. They're like, that's below body temperature. What are you? 92 degrees. That's scary. You need to go to the hospital.
You don't even have a fever.
Yeah. Let's grab another one. What do we got?
Was that? Super Bowl commercials. What? What is it? Super Bowl commercials.
Super Bowl commercials. I'm sorry. There's a black guy right behind you, and I thought he said super black commercials. I was like, I'm not taking that one, bro. I'm not taking that one. Super Bowl commercials.
Wait, Super Bowl commercials.
Super Bowl commercials. They spend a lot of money on those things.
What I don't like is the ones where like they're like, they really like. Where they put all these stars, but that you're like, what was the fucking commercial about? You know what I mean? Where you go like...
I would rather them not use celebrities because I can't remember, like you're saying, it's so distracting that there's a celebrity in the commercial.
Yeah, like you see Gwyneth Paltrow and you're like, oh, she's in a fucking ski trial, but she's selling pussy candles.
Right. Dude, if it was me or you in a Super Bowl commercial, they'd be like...
That'd be great. We were smelling the pussy candle. Yeah.
And you know I can smell that for days.
That's a commercial. It's
That's like, a commercial. Just a big nose dude be like,
Hey, what are you smelling, boy?
Oh, you haven't tried Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy candles?
Oh, it's wet.
Oh, she just went on a jog. That's it's a weird batch.
Do they go bad, those candles? Know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean,
like it's like a like, hey, this is my 2008 candle.
Right, right, right.
Like it's like what? It's like
yeah.
You let it up and it just catches some flame and just disappears.
It's like vintage pussy. Now this one right here, this candle, this is a 1943.
Hey, this is a Betty White candle.
Oh!
You can smell it that way.
Guys, keep it going for Francisco Ramos.
Thank you.
Are we having a good time so far, ladies and gentlemen? Your next comedian coming to the stage, I love this guy. He's the newest member of Wild and Out, and he has a new comedy special coming out very soon. Please welcome my brother, Morgan J, to the stage, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. One more time for Morgan J, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow. No, you guys. No, you guys. No, you guys. You fucking guys. You! One, two, three, four, five. Can you guys hear the guitar? Is it loud enough? Okay. You my guy with the glasses and the polo. Yes, you, sir. Looking like an off-duty therapist. What's going on? You got any suggestions for me? You Do I shave my beard? If I shave my beard, I look too much like the guy from Ratatouille. I can't do it. I can't do that. I can't do that. It fucks with my daddy energy. Yo soy daddy, yo soy papi. Are you daddy?
I am.
Oh shit. Bro, you think the guy from Ratatouille, he fucks good, or you don't think? You think during the movie Ratatouille, like, if he was fucking the rat, be helping him fuck? You know what I'm talking about? Be like, no, like that, you know? Like that. All right, what about you, my guy with another guy with glasses? I only pick on people with glasses. What's up, my guy? What's your name? What's up?
Calvin.
You got like Calvin and Hobbes? No, I got the name the first time. I'm not like Francisco ever. I was watching Francisco set. He was like, what? Oh shit. Calvin, you got any suggestions for me, Calvin?
LASIK.
Like LASIK surgery? You know what? I got LASIK surgery 2017. And now my vision is so good, I can see the future. And I feel like you're gonna fuck tonight. This year. Let's go. LASIK. You gonna get, or did you bring it up because you're gonna get LASIKs? How old are you? 25. You are, now you are old enough to get LASIKs. How long you two been together? 8 years. You know what? Sometimes it's good to not be able to see when you fucking your girl. You know what I'm saying? Bro's laughing hard because he knows what I'm talking about. You've been together with somebody a long time and you take your glasses off and you're like, I don't even know who I'm fucking, and that's okay. I'm fucking with you. And the glasses, they fog up and shit. They always fucking fog up. What's your prescription? -1.5, that's nothing. I was literally blind before I got LASIKs. Can we zoom in on me or no? Last night I was like, zoom in. So has anybody gotten LASIKs here, real talk? You got it, right? The one thing they don't tell you about LASIKs is, unless somebody tells you, is that you could smell your eyes. Did you know that? You could smell your eyes burning. This is real. You can't taste it though, but you can smell it. You're like, Bro was burning my eyes like you cooking up something yummy. You cooking up some good vision. But now I feel like I see too good, I don't know. It's like, you know when the TVs went HD? Like it went 8K and all of a sudden we were seeing the actors the way they look and you're like, God damn. This dude's ugly as fuck, what the fuck? Look at all them wrinkles. What'd you say? It don't make no sense. All right, let's go to this side. My lady Joanna, the ICU nurse. I see you too, girl. I see you too. Joanna slid into the DM. And I like that about her. I'm only here for a good time, not a long time. You know what I'm saying? That's why you should go fuck tonight. Take those glasses off and fuck a stranger. Okay, let's this side of the room got any suggestions? Okay, hold up. What did you say? MILFs? B-movies? 2000s MTV. All right. or I don't know, MILFs was the most, MILFs felt like the most yummy idea, you know what I'm saying? Although, you know, 2000, I'm a real deal, I'm 36, I know I look amazing, thank you so much. 2000s. Who had a T-Mobile sidekick? You had a T-Mobile sidekick? You like 2000s, man. I didn't lose my virginity till the early 2000s. It was 2006. And then I remember early 2000s, this girl, by the way, so I hooked up with this girl in my dorm. This is freshman year of college. And like, it just smelled like ass in the room. It just really smelled like ass. And like, I just was like, cause it was my first time. I was like, maybe this is a part of it. I don't know. Maybe this is normal. Maybe this is how it always smells. But it just turns out when you're in college, you don't know how to clean your asshole. You don't know how to clean properly. Early 2000s, I gotta wrap it up. Low-key, the condom broke, and I busted raw inside. It was worth it. It was motherfucking worth it. Now my pull-out game is strong, as far as I know. You guys ready to bring Jeremiah back out here? Jeremiah, come on out. Jeremiah, come on out. Jeremiah, Jeremiah, we're talking about early 2000s. Early 2000s. And then I'm talking about how I busted raw and I didn't pull out and I was really scared. And then I told her to leave my dorm room. And then I called my brother, and he was like, why did you tell her to leave? You could have fucked again, you idiot. And I didn't even think about that. Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
2000s.
Early 2000s.
Do you remember your early 2000s?
I was a virgin in the early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Early. Who was a virgin? 2001? 9/11, never forget. Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s. That happened early 2000. What else we want? What we got? Any other suggestions? You want to get a suggestion? Ex-girlfriends. You know, I got an ex-girlfriend. She works at the Bunny Ranch in Nevada. Do you know where that is?
Mm-mm.
That's you played it cool, bro. Who knows where it is? You know where it is? Would you fuck her, bro? Let me hop over to the side a little bit. The Bunny Ranch is a whorehouse in Nevada.
Oh.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
That's when it was. So you got any crazy ex-girlfriends or?
I'm kind of the wrong guy to talk about sexual history with.
How many people have you slept with?
My body counts one.
Give it up for him. Hey. That's motherfucking crazy. I'm approaching triple digits. I'm a dirty fucking whore.
He's like Magic Johnson and I'm a school shooter.
That was also early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
That's when it all started. Any other suggestions from here?
Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah.
Early Saturday morning.
Did you ever used to wake up and look forward to waking up?
That's right. Hey, 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 hey. I'm gonna have some French toast and some Cocoa Krispie cereal. I ain't got no problems. Uh-oh, my father died. Early 2000s. Oh, shit. Yeah, Saturday morning cartoons. You know, when you look back on some of them, they were like Animaniacs was for adults, I feel like, too. They were doing some crazy shit. Let me ask you a question. Was there like a cartoon lady that you had a crush on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah, yeah. I remember a long, long time ago.
Long time ago.
Before I could spit or even had any flow.
Any flow.
I was watching this Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny?
Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny, hey, she got the honey, hey.
Then there was Yakko Wakko and Dot.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's where I learned to find the G-spot. She could get it, she could get it, she could get it, and she could get it. She can get it.
For me, it was Jessica Rabbit. I mean, Jessica Rabbit, immediately yes, you know what I'm saying? Why is it always a rabbit? What the fuck? Why are the hot ones always a rabbit?
Toontown was just Poontown to me.
Toontown, she can get it. She can get it. Do we want to do one more suggestion?
Yeah, let's get one more suggestion.
One more mental illness? Wait, hold up.
We're not taking mental illness. I like how she saw two guys singing. She's like, mental illness. You guys, you're getting boners to cartoons. That's mental illness. I bet you rubbed one out to an animated Hercules or something, all right?
What else we got? Let's do... Wait, we didn't really get a suggestion from this side, actually. Texas, well, you know what? There is a stereotype that, like, low-key, I've been, you know, peeping around this festival, and, like, there's a lot of fat asses. There's a lot of fat fucking asses. And I like that. Everything is bigger in Texas. What about you? You can say fat asses too, it's okay.
I like big butts too, yeah.
What other stereotypes? Well, you know, I don't know much about Houston, but it's fucking big. It's a big ass city. Like, the Houston airport is like in Houston, but it's not. It's like it was like an hour away.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we're running out of steam.
There's a lot of cowboys in Texas that would be a stereotype.
Yeah. There's a lot of cucking cowboys. Clap your hands if you own a Ford F-150. That's a stereotype, that's true. Clap your hands if you own a pickup truck. That's a lot of you. What do you even do? What do you do for work with a pickup truck? Yeah, you said with the pink hair. You're a stunned woman. So what you need a pickup truck for? Oh, you're stunt, Matt. Okay, that checks out.
I kind of want to sing about a stunt woman over the stereotypes of Texas.
A stunt woman in Texas, yeah. What was the last stunt you did? You were a wrestler on the Goldbergs. That's very Hollywood. That's not Texas. That's... very Jewish.
Let's do some pickup lines for stunt women.
Oh, pickup lines
right,
for stunt
like,
women?
Like,
how about you take a pratfall on this dick tonight?
Hey. I would jump off this roof to land inside of you.
Would you like to take another shot to the face?
Yeah, that's right.
Guys, keep it going for my brother Morgan J.
I'll see y'all later.
How we feeling, everybody? Next comedian coming to the stage is coming to you guys all the way from New York City. I love watching this guy. You may have seen his HBO special. You may have seen him on The Tonight Show. Please welcome Ian Lauer to the stage, guys. Come on.
Hey, what's good, everybody? What's going on? Make some noise. This is fucked up. I had to follow more. Why did he close? He has a guitar. Why did he go last? This nigga is fucking entertaining the shit out of y'all. I'm back there singing along with this nigga. I'm singing the songs he's singing. I'm like, I gotta come out there and just make him laugh. No guitar, no instruments, nothing. All right, what the fuck? What's the suggestion? Give me something, sir. Green shirt. Big titties? Love them, love them. All right, next. What? Girl Scout cookies? They're good. All right, what else? Huh?
Gonorrhea?
Gonorrhea? Had it. What else? I'm better at this than I thought. I'm cooking. This is quick. What else y'all got? Hold on. January 6th? My birthday. Okay, keep it going. January 6th, you would yell that at the black man in Texas. You would yell that. All right, what else? I'm killing this shit. All right. I'm better at improv than I thought. This shit is easy. Anybody else got it?
Long fingernails.
Huh?
Long fingernails.
Long fingernails? That's interesting. How do I feel about long fingernails? I don't like them. What'd you say? Avocados and limes? Yeah, we're in Texas. I know there's Mexicans here. I love both of those things. I love avocados and I love limes. She said, thank you. Okay, no problem. I'm literally pandering to Mexicans. She's like, thank you. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate it. I came down here for the pan. Did you just awe me, white woman? Don't awe me. Don't be offended for the Mexicans. Just vote Democrat. Okay, what's next? Sexting? I'm not, all right, this is, all right, now this is getting close to home. I feel like I'm going too fast. I just did 15 suggestions in 65 seconds. I gotta slow this down and peel it back. I don't like sexting, to be honest. I don't know what to say. You ever feel like that? You ever feel like you run out on what to say? Cause you say like two things and then she's like, but like, tell me more. And you're like, that's it. Like, that's it. Like, I some guys are good at it. Like, I've had my friend sex for me, and he just drank the phone, and he just, like, knows what to say. I'm like, where did you even think about that? And he's just like, my mind just works that way. I'll tell you what he said. This is funny. I had a friend. I was talking to this girl, and she was trying to sex. But again, I ran out of things. Like, I was like, you know, I like your pussy. And then I ran out. That's all I got. I like your pussy. And then I ran out. And then I gave it to him, and this is a true story. He was like, I don't know if this is supposed to be dirty or filthy, whatever. I'm going to tell you the truth. He was like, he told the girl, they were sexing, and he was like, I want to put it in your ass, and then I want to pull out and come all over your face. And I was like, that's not what I was wanted to say. Why would you say that for me? I feel like you put a lot of pressure on me. I don't necessarily want to do that. Now, I feel like we was going to go on a date and then she was going to get back to her place and she was going to be like, well, what? Put it in my ass and come in my face. And I'm going to be like, no, those are just words. I was just saying that. I didn't actually mean that I wanted to do that. It's kind of just things you say in the moment. And I thought she was gonna be weird about it, and she was like, that is so fucking hot. And I was like, maybe y'all should just fuck with each other, to be honest. Because y'all way more on the same page than I am. I'm sorry for being dirty. I'm just trying to fill time. What'd you got? Yeah, I got these. I'm like a white man going fishing. This is it. White men wear these to go fishing, but a black man put it on and he's like, he's fashionable. This guy has style. Who is this, ASAP Rocky? What else? What'd you say? Short man syndrome? I don't have short man syndrome because I have a special on HBO, so I get a ton of pussy. I'm lying. I have it. I'm lying. I hate every tall man. I hate all you motherfuckers, especially the ones that are so like over 6'5", but y'all don't do anything that requires for you to be over 6'5". I feel like you guys are wasting your life. I hate when I meet a man who's like 6'6", and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I work at Home Depot. And I'm like, we could have the same jobs, basically. There's no reason you should be having more sex than me. The other day, a girl DM'd me, and she said, I love short, funny men. And I was like, why'd you have to say short? You could have just said funny. I would have fucked you off just funny. What do you got? Sir, you got your arms crossed. You not having a good time? Interracial dating, my specialty. Listen, I never dated white women. I did a couple times recently because I moved to a new neighborhood and I live near a thrift store and they're always there. One time I was talking to this white girl. We was having coffee at a coffee shop because they like to do that. And we were in Denver, in Colorado, not Denver, and some dude walked by. And some dude pulled up in a pickup truck. This is a true story. Some dude pulled up in a pickup truck when I was talking to her. We were talking about like racial issues, which was crazy. And some dude pulled up in a pickup truck and just called me the N-word, like right there. He was like, you fucking nigger. And then he drove off. Yeah, it was real awkward. She felt so bad. She fucked me later that night. So I was like, this turned out in my benefit. This is great. I've never been called the N-word and it led to sex. That time it did. And she felt guilty, which was great. But yeah, interracial, date whatever you like. I don't care. What does it matter? Give me one more and then I'll go finish drinking. Huh? Unprotected sex. Yeah. I have a weird take on unprotected sex. I just feel like women should make us wear condoms more. I blame women because y'all never make us wear it. And if you don't, we're not going to do it because we're bad people. So if a woman tells me to put on a condom, I will. But if she tells me not to put on a condom, I also will. Because that is a good sign that you probably should put on a condom. I had a couple women be like, they're allergic to latex. You ever had this? I had women say that, like, I'm allergic to latex. And I'm like, well, I'm allergic to STDs. So let's not do. Can we bring Jeremiah up here? I think I need help. Okay. Jeremiah. Yeah.
Guys, give it up for Ian Lara. Dude, I was hearing you tell that story of that dude that yelled the N-word at you outside of that date. And I was thinking that you could start like telling close friends to do that to you while you're on dates so you are guaranteed pussy at the end of the night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm free after the show if you want to walk around the street. If you see me talking to a white girl, just yell out an N-word. I'll be like, it's silly Jeremiah.
Let's grab some suggestions. What do we got over here? Chaps? Cats.
Okay. Cats.
Have you ever been a cat guy?
No. One time I went on a date with this girl and we got back to her place. She like invited me over after. We got back to her place and her cat died. Like while we was out on the date. So she had a dead cat like in her thing. And then I swear to God, she wanted me to dispose of the body. The cat. This was in Canada, and I was like, I can't walk out of your apartment as a black man with a garbage bag with a dead animal in it. That's worse than killing a person in Canada. You kill a white woman's cat, that is life. That is life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Did you guys hook up at the end of that date?
Yes.
So two pussies got killed that night, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. He got it. He got it.
What else we got? What do we got over here, maybe? Baseball and what was this? Brazilian wax.
Brazilian wax. I don't mind. I don't. I'm not one of those guys. You don't need to get a Brazilian wax. Like, I honestly, I think this is a black thing. Black men generally don't like when women get Brazilian wax because it makes them seem like it's like a little girl's vagina and it creeps us out. White men love little girls. So, I'm joking. Kind of joking. But for us, it's weird. So we were like, if you...
I literally, before you said it, I'm like, well, I don't mind a Brazilian.
Right. For us, it's weird. So if you don't want to get a Brazilian wax, do whatever you want. I'll still eat it.
Would you ever do a Brazilian wax to yourself?
Not to myself, like go to like an Asian person to do it? Yeah, I would do it. Yeah.
Go to an Asian person.
I don't mean they do it, right?
I mean, they do that as, yeah.
Is that racist? Don't they do it? Oh, okay. They do it. The white lady said, yeah, the Asian people do it. Okay. Yeah. Some people are just good. Like, sometimes people try to say shit is racist, but some people, some cultures or races are just good at doing certain things. Like, if I went in to get like a wax and the person was like, German, I mean, like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm not getting wax with you. Bring out a Japanese lady.
Ian, spread your legs very quickly. We are going to have a session very soon, okay? Spread your legs, Ian, okay? I'm going to rip the hair off of you immediately.
Have you got a Brazilian?
I did for a bit once, yeah.
You kept getting it?
No, I only did it once. Like, no, I did it for like a bit, like for comedy reasons, like a bit.
Oh, for a bit,
not like
a joke.
Not short period of time, but for a joke.
Oh, for a joke.
I didn't like keep going. Like, dude, it's like, it's one of the worst pains I've ever felt.
You had your whole asshole waxed?
And the like penis base, everything, like balls, yeah. Literally everything.
I hope it was a funny bit. I hope this was.
Yo, it killed.
I hope this was your closer for sure.
Yeah.
Are you a butt guy? Do you tell women to touch your butt?
No.
Men do that, apparently. Women tell me that men do that. I don't, but men do that.
There's some men out there, I've heard that.
You ever had a man tell you to put a finger in his ass? Never? You're not living. You gotta get out more. Stop fucking with these prudes.
Have you ever had a finger in your butt?
No, I'm black. I can't do that.
This black guy goes, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, nah, black, you can't do that. You lose your black card.
Yeah.
I had a friend tell me, she was hooking up with this guy, and they were making out, and he kept taking her arm and, like, moving it to his ass. Like, they're kissing, he's just moving her arm to his ass. And she was like, I was trying to be, like, ask him what he's doing, but I didn't want to be weird, so I was just, like, sexy about it. And she was like, I was like, so what are you doing? And he was like, oh, you just do whatever you want back there. And I was like, white people are weird.
Like if it's her idea, then it's not weird, basically?
I mean, how do you give somebody a free pass on your ass? That's crazy.
I don't know. That's a lot of freedom to just be like, I'm...
Do whatever you want.
Do
whatever you want.
You get whatever back there.
Whatever you want back there.
It's your playground. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy. You're not a butt guy, though.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I didn't think you were.
No. Yeah.
Are you a butt guy?
No, I like, even when I've had like a hemorrhoid and I've had to try to put the little pill that's like this big back there, like my butt's like, like it keeps... It's like, nah, it's like not taking it.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about your ass anymore. Let's.
Yeah, we can grab another suggestion.
Yeah, let's
grab
one
more suggestion. Barbecue? Barbecue and what else? Crowning?
Line dancing?
You did not just say crowning, did you?
No. Did you say line
drowning.
Dancing? Oh, I have a line dancing story.
You do?
Yeah, I have a line dancing story. One time I was in Oklahoma, and after the show, these white girls invited me out to like this club. And I'm like, yeah, I know the club. Yeah, we gonna get a section, we go to the club. No lie, we showed up, it was a barn. Like this, it was a barn. And we show up, it's a bunch of white people, cowboy outfits, line dancing. I walk in, only black person in the whole place. The DJ sees me and was like, shout out to all my black people, and starts playing Hot in Here by Nelly. And everybody looks at me like I requested this shit. Everyone was staring at me like, this nigga just came in and requested Hot in Here by Nelly. This song came out in 2006. And I was like, no, I didn't want to hear Hot in Here. I want to be part of your culture. I didn't want to hear that.
Did you end up doing any line dancing later in the night?
What, the song of Nelly? Okay, yeah, don't worry, that's my guy. I'll bring him along. He fat checks me whenever I say something.
Yeah, is that...
He's with me. He's with me.
Is that Nelly's publicist that's in the back? Actually, it was 2002.
Yeah. He's with me. When I was like, whenever I say some shit and the date and is irrelevant, interrupt me. Just yell it out. Fuck up the whole flow of the show. I'll bring him along for me.
Let's grab one more suggestion right down here.
Penguins.
I don't like that one.
You saw a black guy and a white guy?
That's racist.
Penguins?
That's racist. I don't like
that. That is. Guys, keep it going for Ian Lara.
All right, we have a couple comics left. You guys good on the energy in the room, huh? This next comedian coming to the stage is my Comedy Store sister. You may know her as the co-host of Slobs, and she is just phenomenal. You guys are going to love her. Please welcome Jessica Michelle Singleton to the stage, guys. Come on. Come on.
Everybody. Okay, that's who I've fingered in the butt. How are we? I'm so sorry I brought you to my family reunion, Ia. Jesus. All right, fuck you guys. Here we go, there's a lady. She's gonna talk about her pussy and not get any suggestions. Fuck you, what do we got?
George Strait?
What, did you read that on my shirt? What am I supposed to tell you, the king of country music? I don't have anything funny to say about George goddamn Strait. He's a hero. Do you guys know George Strait? What are you, fucking three people and the rest of you are like, I don't know, I listen to indie rock. I'm in a tent for a comedy festival. George Strait has a whole song called The Chair, and it's him just hitting on a woman by being like, I think you're in my seat. And then 20 minutes later, he's like, that wasn't my seat. Do you wanna have sex with me at my house? Do you wanna, I'm famous. Do you wanna come fuck me? It's not, you can fuck the chair. They love it. The George Strait fans. I'm crushing for all four of them. What happened? You like my skirt. Is that a suggestion or just a fact? Thank you. It's actually a whole dress, but I didn't want to have my whole... Should I take off my George Strait sweater? All right, fuck you. I'm a woman taking her clothes off on the stand-up on the spot show. You should be ashamed of yourselves. I'm Burt Kreischer now. How are you? One day I was in the Russian Mafia. All right, give me a fucking suggestion.
Broadway musicals.
Broadway musicals? Oh, love them. Hello. I wanted to be in musicals so bad, and I look like this, so I do comedy instead. I auditioned for The Wizard of Oz, and I got cast as the King of the Flying Monkeys, not a fucking... I thought I nailed it. I was like, come on, fucking, I did a whole Dorothy audition. And the guy directing it was like, we loved you. You did great. But when we made everyone run across the stage as a monkey, I'll be goddamn if you didn't look like a real monkey up there. Just. What else? Come on. You lost someone to drowning. You've yelled that 800 times. It's not gonna bring your cousin back. What's happening over there? Look, it hurts to lose someone to drowning. I know, I squirted on a man so much once, he passed away. Have you ever waterboarded someone in the face with your own cum and watched the light drain from their eyes and you're like, we did it again, boys? Everybody. What happened? Brunettes versus blondes from a fucking brunette in the back. Listen, bitch, I got a perfect score on the math portion of my SATs. Do not fuck with me. I will outsmart you and suck your man's dick right now, okay? I won't. I'm kidding. I will go down on you, though. You're beautiful. My God. Get over here. Blondes have more fun. I cry every morning. I'm just like, maybe if we get the roots, I'll feel alive. If I just have a little bit more bleach on my head, I'll be fun. That is true when you're like 19, and then you get into your 30s, and you're like, I'm a blonde. Don't you want to make love to me? Haven't you always wanted to be with a blonde? And my spanks are rolling down, and I'm like, eyes up here, boys. There's no tits and no ass. It's a lot of teeth and a lot of personality. That's right. Take me home to your white mom. She won't complain. I'm Jewish, but I'm hiding. What else? He says, I can see you. You don't have to duck. You're in the spotlight, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Is that say Chicano Batman? That's good. Great. I don't have a riff on that. What else? Mexican food makes me have diarrhea every time. I don't know what to tell you. It's delicious. Thank you so much to whoever is here that started that. What else? You're pussing out on me because I'm a woman or every suggestion's been made. I don't know which one, but I need more. The lottery? Wait, what happened here? Something relationships. What was that? What? Open relationships. Oh, you mean where one person wants to fuck everybody and the other person's too insecure to be like, I don't really feel comfortable with that. So they go, yeah, I guess we're in an open relationship now. That's so fun. You know what happens with open relationships? The person who pitches it regrets it immediately when their partner's like, all right, but I'm going to get fucked way more than you. It's all open relationships are fun until you find out your girlfriend is a cum dumpster. And she's like, yeah, no, I haven't slept in weeks. She's just semen in her hair. And it's like, I'm glad we opened this up. I fucked your dad. And I see where you get it. What else?
The B movie?
Yeah, oh, I know, with Jerry Seinfeld. Remember when we thought that he was a genius? And then the B movie happened, and we're like, okay, well, you know, everyone falls on hard times. That's fine. What else?
Bondage.
Shots, bondage. You should do both at the same time, for sure. Bondage, that's a fucking psychotic thing to be into. To just, the level of trust you have to be to like, tie me up? Are you kidding me? Out of your fucking mind. That person could just leave you. Just, tie me up. Nothing's more, how embarrassing to be like, tie me up, and then the person you're with doesn't really know how to do like a slip knot or anything. You're like, no, I can do it. Over and under and all the way through. That's just, you need a safe word, I guess. Would be a bad safe word, I guess. Just, what else? Therapy, bachelorette parties, hand in hand, if you ask me. Never been to a bachelorette party where someone didn't quit the wedding party. They just got shit-faced on a street where there's too many open bars, and they're like, I don't even like you. And you're like, just say you're too fat to fit in the bridesmaid dress, Carol. We know what's going on. Therapy, love it, graduated from it, so it's a lie. I graduated from therapy, and now I walk around my apartment using my meds as maracas. I'm like, I did it. All right, let's get Jeremiah back out here so you guys will give suggestions, because he's a man. Yeah!
Guys, one more time for Jessica Michelle Singleton.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we can do together. What do we got?
Clubbing.
Seals? Right, EDM music. You go to the club?
Wait, is clubbing seals still a thing? Do people still club seals?
Yeah, it's vintage, bro.
It's like, yeah, it's like hipster. It's like out of style. It's like...
Up in the club. Just, I'm sorry. It's so sad. I love seals. They're so cute. They are violent animals, but we love them on Instagram.
yeah.
Have you ever been clubbing?
Have I? Me? I had a very, very small clubbing phase right when I moved to Los Angeles.
It was one night.
It was literally only a couple nights. I hated the idea of standing in line for something. I've just like waiting to get in and just like me seeing the club bouncer let in so many other people ahead of you.
Women, like, yeah, just hot chicks with their tits out. And you're like, that's fine, I'll pay in an hour.
Well, this is weird. It's like for guys, like you get kind of treated pretty badly at in that nightclub scene.
Wow, for once in your life, you got treated badly. Hey, I had to wait for something. I don't like that.
So
I had to wait and then just try to kind of stab my boner into people on a dance floor. M'lady?
I'm just knighting people with my boner.
That is what it is. But you go in and you're like, let's dance, girls, and then random men come up and they're like,
okay, now for you as a woman, that's got to be weird if you are just like dancing with your girls and then you feel a guy slowly walking towards you.
Oh, yeah. You never feel him walking towards you. You feel him behind you and then you go, is he cute? Yeah. It's not slutty if he's hot. You're like, is he okay? And your friends are like, you can tell your friends I feel about you. I'm like, hey, he's good. And you turn around and he's like, ugh. And you're like, oh, you didn't think I could do better than this. That's okay.
Yeah, all your girlfriends are like, he's good for you. For you, he's good.
Hold on for dear life, honey. Grab that dick and just hold on.
You grab duct tape and you strap yourself into it.
Latch yourself on. You're like, we're going home forever. Remember when someone said therapy?
Yeah, I think more girls need to approach guys from behind.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, give them the old reach around. Hey, what's going on up here, buddy? Can you imagine you're fucking creeping on a girl at a club and some lady comes behind you like, no, 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 sir. Back it on up into mama.
And the guy would be to his friends like, does she have a face?
Is she breathing?
Is she? Then we're good to go. Let her keep going.
Is it probably a lady?
Probably a lady. All we need is probably.
She's like, could be, maybe a lady.
My friend told me she was a girl. That's all I need.
Dude, whatever. She sucked dick like a lady.
That's a weird George Strait song that never made the cut.
She sucked dick like a lady. And then I had her baby.
Let's grab another suggestion. Cocaine and psychedelics.
Psychedelics. Love those. Cocaine, you're going to be shocked. Never done it. I'm just like this. You ever do cocaine with that thing? It's a fucking
quarter
situation.
I'm not allowed. This is a hazard to show up at parties with. This is...
Yeah, they shut it down. They're like, whoa, 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 not you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like if an obese person shows up to a hot dog eating contest. We're like, no, come on, man. Come on. This is an amateur hour.
Yeah.
You can't come in here with the pros.
I mean, yeah, if I show up to a cocaine party, it's like a fat person showing up to a buffet. All the waiters are like, all right, we're going to need some backup.
We're going to need three more trays of the mac and cheese. Yeah. Bring them in. Boop, boop. Just mountains of cocaine.
I'm more of like as far as like drugs go, like food for me, like I'm a foodie. I love...
Is that your vice?
I mean, it's one of them, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah. What else?
Hello.
Reading. He's like...
Reading is one of my... Crawling up fireside with a good book is one of my vices.
Addicted to fiction. You just seem so wholesome. I get it. Food and sex for me, I'm just shoving it into both holes. Just... Yeah.
a hoagie between your legs yeah. and a dick between your mouth.
A foot long and a foot long. Who came to party? Who's got the meats now? That's not Subway. That's Arby's. I know all of them. I'm white trash. You fast food? Let's go.
I think you and I are both white trash on the same, like, for our palates, what we like.
Oh, yeah. They're like, is this Oscar Mayer?
Yeah. Is this Mr. Mayer who's being served tonight?
Yeah. Is this real bologna?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have really gotten on a high horse about a Mike's Hard Lemonade or two. You know, just.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
It's wild.
Let's grab one more.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Oh. I mean, one more. I only think of the Bill Murray movie when I think of Groundhog's Day. Was this? Metal music.
Metal music. Never gonna meet a man who needs a hug from his mom harder than a guy who loves metal music. He likes to rage, he's hurting on the inside. Yeah, no, that's not good music. You just are sad, is what's...
Yeah, yeah, just crying on the inside and never getting what you wanted for Christmas ever in your life.
Yeah, not once. Yeah, metal music is a real... It's so funny because it's so hardcore and you are hurting so
deeply. Do you like metal music? You do.
Who's your favorite band? Yeah.
New York Hardcore Crowbags.
Yeah, of course that. New York Hardcore Crowbags?
This is the saddest man in here.
This is. Yeah, his girlfriend's like, shh, 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 shh. He loves George Strait.
Guys, give it over Jessica Michelle Singleton. We have reached our final comedian of the night. Can we get a little bit more energy in here, huh? This comedian coming to stage is coming to you guys all the way from New York City. You may have seen her on The Late Late Show with James Corden. Please welcome my pal, Gianmarco Cerezi, to the stage, guys. Come on.
Thank you. Come on. All right. We should have probably ended after the guitar, but we're here. Let's get some suggestions from here.
Met Gala.
The Met Gala. I could never dress fancy like that. What would you wear if you did the Met Gala? You're right, I'm the comedian. I should be saying this myself. I don't want to wear suits. Suits are so boring. But then it's like, it's too much if you do something else. I think I'd do a purple suit. I think I'd do a tight... I think I'd do like a little bit here. When I was younger in middle school, every summer I said I'm gonna get a six pack. And I never did. But I said, if I ever got a six pack, I would never wear a shirt again. And then I would go to the Met Gala just like that. I don't know why I'm talking about it. I'm clearly not gonna be at the Met Gala. I mean, I barely got on this show. Suggestion from over here? What was that? Bodegas. I'm from New York City. Bodegas. There's a bodega right under where I live, and it's the same address as my apartment. And I come home one day, and there's blood, there's caution tape, and there's the NYPD. And I said to the police officer, I said, "Oh, officer, what happened here?" And he was like, "You'll read about it." What the fuck? What? It's my address. What happened at my house? All these, are you a New Yorker? The NYPD. I try never to call the police, but this was before the Black Lives Matter movement. I called the police once. This was before they were doing bad stuff to people of color. And it was late night, and I heard drilling outside my window. I heard drilling and noises, and I saw a ladder, and it was like 3 a.m. So I called the NYPD. I called 911. And then they said, "We'll call you back." They did, and I picked it up. 3 a.m, they said, "Don't worry about it." That was it. I don't know, they were like, "Hey, we gotta catch one other guy jumping over the fucking turnstile. We need to arrest one more churro lady trying to feed her 9 children. Don't worry about the fucking ladder." In Texas, I don't know, maybe I can't be quite as anti-cops in the middle of Houston. If I was in New York right now, they'd be carrying me on their shoulders. They'd say, how brave, how brave. All right, suggestion, anyone?
Netflix dating shows.
Netflix dating shows. I stopped watching that shit after Love is Blind. I watched Love is Blind. I watched Temptation Island. So if you're watching a dating show, do you watch them?
Sometimes.
Are you single or are you dating?
Married.
You're married. So you just go to see it to be like, okay, it's not better on the other side of this. That's the only reason to look at it, is to be like, you know what, my situation's bad, but this is way worse. You always try to remember that. Every time you're in a relationship, there's always like a thing in your head like, oh, if I was single. If I knew the people who would actually fuck me if I was single, I would never think about leaving my girlfriend ever again. I'd be like, oh, just Deborah? Deborah's the only one who would fuck me? Oh, forget about it. I'm going to propose tomorrow, I think. Who else? Suggestion.
High-strung
people. Where did you get that from? Where did you pull that from, your deep imagination? High-strung people are high-strung because they can tell how fucked we actually are. If you are chill, open your fucking eyes. Things are really bad right now. They're really bad. I'm flying on a plane tomorrow. I just checked in. I got asked, they said, do you want to pay $50 to upgrade to a comfort chair? Do you know how fucked up that is? The chairs are supposed to be comfortable. And we're just like, okay, are we gonna go to Mars someday? No! Before we go to Mars, can I go to New York in a chair that doesn't hurt to sit on? Fuck. High-strung people. Anything else?
Chemtrails.
What was that? Chemtrails. That's like that conspiracy stuff, right? Do you believe in that? Okay. What are they doing? They don't need to spray shit in the air. They're putting it directly in your food. Do you understand? They don't need to do the extra shit. They're doing it in front of your eyes. They're making your chairs less comfortable. And you're worried about the planes up there? I'm worried about the plane that I'm in. I heard something over here. Eskimo what? Eskimo bros. I don't think you're not supposed to say Eskimo anymore. Isn't that correct? You're like, in Houston, we say whatever the fuck we want. I don't know if the Eskimo discourse has reached Texas yet. Eskimo bros, if you don't know what it is, that's when you have sex with someone and they've had sex with someone else, you and that other guy. In this case, in a heteronormative relationship, are Eskimo bros. I think it's good as long as like, just so you have some like tips and tricks from the other guy, just like a little bit of a clue. Like, hey, you know, what's the secret code to this shit? Maybe he could come over and help show you the ropes for the first time round. Let me just show you around the place, right in here, over here, squeeze this, call her mom. I think it's a great thing. I could use another guy's help in the bedroom more often, I gotta tell you. Sometimes I'll be with a woman and I'm like, you know, I think if I just had 9 of my friends here, we could get this job done. This is not a one-man job, I don't know what to tell you. Let's get one more. Healthcare. Oh, man. I don't even know if I have healthcare right now. I'm standing so close to the edge of this stage. Just being like, did I make my monthly payment? I don't even know. I don't know. There's a lot of things that hurt in my body that I am ignoring right now. And someday it's gonna come back and get me. But then you have healthcare. I had healthcare and then I had a hernia. I got a hernia from CrossFit. Is that funny to you? That's funny to you? Dating show late. I did. I got it. I was doing a single rep deadlift. just for you guys, for the camera, just sing like this. And then something popped out of my stomach. It's a hernia. That's basically something goes through. It was a piece of fat. And then I went to the fucking hospital. I got a ultrasound, like for a baby. And they said, don't worry, it's just a fatty tissue. And then that night I was playing with it. It popped back into my body. And I was like, well, thank God I'm under my dad's insurance. I was 25 at the time. This was last year. And shut the fuck up. And then I got the surgery and I still paid like fucking $3,000. I was like, what's the point of this? I got a bill for a COVID test from like the first year. They were just waiting for that shit. Oh, sorry, you don't know about COVID here in Houston. I forget the name. All right, let's get Jeremiah back up here.
Keep it going for Gianmarco Cerezi, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
All right.
Yeah, you're a tall, lanky guy. Yeah. Use it.
Yeah, right?
When the punchline's not strong enough, you get low. If the setup's a little wonky, you do a kick. Secrets of comedy.
Yeah. What do we got? Let's grab a couple suggestions.
What was that?
Music festivals.
Music festivals.
If we could get less energy in the room, that'd be great. Just one guy in the music festivals.
Are you a music... I'm not. I went to a couple concerts when I was young. I went to a Spice Girls concert. Second grade.
Ooh.
I brought a date.
You brought a date in second grade?
To a Spice Girls concert. I brought a woman to a Spice Girls concert. It's a real mix of gay and straight that I've tried to pursue for my whole life.
Yeah.
And her parents, who didn't think they'd have to deal with, you know, fucking dating until way later, they said she had to be home by 10 p.m. Guess what time Spice Girls concerts start? Fucking 10 p.m. So as when we had to go, they got on stage, they're like, yo, I'll tell you what I want. And we had to leave, and I started crying. I started crying in front of my first date. And did not get laid that night, that's for sure.
That would have been such a weird way to end a second grade concert, is getting laid after a Spice Girls concert.
My dad was there with his, I think she was just his girlfriend at the time. So he might have gotten laid on my behalf.
Maybe he's like, let's wrap this up. So
yeah, maybe he lied about the whole shit. Everything my dad, I thought he did for like my sake. Like he let me quit the swimming team because the pool was too cold. I said it was too cold. And I thought like, oh, he just cared too much about me.
We don't like how it's making the Cerezi's dicks look in that pool. It's too cold. It's too cold in there.
But I think I realized some age, he just didn't want to drive to the fucking pool place. It had nothing to do with me. He was like, thank God this fucking pussy thinks it's too cold. Let's get out of here, son. Fuck this place forever.
Dude, and you have the body type of like a Michael Phelps. Well, you could have been huge as a swimmer.
I really could. If I was a decent swimmer, I would not be doing this right now. I'll tell you that for sure.
What do we got? Let's grab someone over here. Shower sex. Thank you. I didn't even know there were still people over there. Thank you. Shower sex.
Okay, so boobs in the shower are amazing.
Amazing.
There's something, I don't know what it is, but the whatever it is, but everything below the boobs, it's not good.
You don't like a sudded up stomach?
No, I'm just saying like it's you think when you're younger, when you're in college, I was like, water, so much water, wet pussy.
Right.
Good time. But it was like, it's the wrong water. I don't know the science behind any of this. But when you're in a shower, it somehow is not lubricated in the right way.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's excess of fluid.
Yes.
Because when you... Well,
because it's not just fluid. It's the pussy, it's mucus, if we're really being honest with ourselves. It's just mucus. That's why if it's ever too dry, I blow my nose, put it right down there. That's why you think the water, but it's not. It's listen. If shower sex were good,
if that was my technique, then that would be monster.
When I got a cold, I'm like, baby, come over here. We're having a good time. Shower sex is awful.
It's weird. Well,
do you do it? You're married.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you were still having sex, were you doing it in the shower?
Dude, I still have sex. I still have sex, dog.
How often?
Well, she's pregnant right now, so it is less than usual because there's more, you know, feelings and hormones and stuff that are changing kind of constantly right now.
Sure, you don't want to do it.
Oh, no,
feelings and hormones and, you know,
No, actually, the first, so she's pregnant with our second child right now, and the first time around, she said that she almost felt like I took it on as a challenge because she had mentioned before we got pregnant that a lot of men sometimes ease up on the sex. So I was the opposite. I was like, so... I see that you're a little thicker these days. You ready to do this or what?
You're like, hey, it's starting to kick down here too. But did you ever do it in the shower? Like, do you do it?
I do.
You do? How often? Really?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay. Oh man, maybe I'm not doing it right, I guess. My theory.
You ask the guy in khakis and flip flops, do you have sex in the shower? Literally, you could ask any other guy in here.
It's a very selective poll.
He's like, dude, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't even know you could do that in the shower.
I'm going to ask the camera guys next. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, yeah.
No, my theory with sex is that everything outside of the regular. It's
excessive.
If it was good to do it anywhere other than the bed, we'd be doing it all the other places. It's just the bed. That's it. Every time, I remember the first time I tried wheelbarrow, like the first person I ever had sex with, and it was like, hey, let's try this thing, and you're like, oh, okay, back to the bed. That was good enough for me. That was like CrossFit over here. I almost got another hernia doing a wheelbarrow.
For me, the shower sex problem, what you're talking about, rather than mucus, which is, I never want to hear that described with sex ever again.
Remember it tonight. Remember when you it. Do, all of you.
Is literally the amount of water when you are starting to, like, do your pumps. There's like a... that is so cartoonish and not sexy. That's my only problem with shower sex. I love the act of sex in the shower, but like if there's certain water that's hitting it a certain way, it's too much.
Can I ask a very intimate question?
I mean, we're there. Let's do it.
We're both.
Yes.
We both have prominent noses.
Yes.
When you're going down.
Uh-huh.
What that nose do? Because for me...
This is what we're working with, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. So, for you, what do?
I definitely like, okay, so if I'm going, going down, this is how I do it. You know how we all do it.
Yeah.
But then I'll do this. I'll do like a... You know?
You know, when Rafiki in The Lion King... puts it on Simba's face. That's me down there. You gotta use it. Yeah.
That's all I got going for me, I gotta say.
Right.
So she's like, take the dick out, bring the nose back in here.
Yeah, if this guy ever gets tired, I'm like, well, I know a boner that's never gonna go down. It's... Is this how we end it?
I think so.
Guys, Gianmarco Ceresi.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you. Thank you.
That was Stand Up on the Spot. How did you guys have a good time? Keep it going for all the comedians that you saw. Gianmarco Ceresi. Jessica Michelle Singleton. Ian Lara. Morgan J. Francisco Ramos. I'm Jeremiah Watkins.
If you're ever in Los Angeles, come see us at the Comedy Store every second Tuesday of the month. Watch this show on YouTube at youtube.com/@standupots. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Houston, you were incredible. I love you guys. Good night.
Make sure you're subscribed to the new channel and hit that bell for notifications. Every other Monday is a new episode of Stand Up on the Spot. Thanks for watching.